Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight in your hearing, you heard from the Gospel of our Lord Jesus, his final teachings to his disciples just before his arrest, his trials, and his crucifixion. This would be what you might call the climax of his teachings. This was it. These are the last things that Jesus taught while he was on earth. He tells us that there's going to be persecution, wars, earthquakes, famines, and epidemics. But then again, we know that these things have been going on for quite some time. It will only get worse before it gets better. Many more of us will endure being harassed and tormented because we believe in Jesus Christ. Just that name of being a believer is enough to enable others to persecute us, to look down upon Christian faith, and it happens all over the world to one degree or to another. Here, it's rather mild compared to a few countries of the world where to be a Christian means to die. They won't let you be a Christian. And believe in the Lord, folks, for he has said that many of you may fall from belief yourselves. And you will solely do it to save your own earthly skin. Many, the Lord said, will be afraid. Many will submit to stating otherwise about our faith just so that you don't die. And that's not right. But yes, you may even suffer death before the great and wonderful day of our Lord's return. But that too is not a day to be fraught with misery, pain, or scorn. For what's the bad part about dying in the faith today? You see, you get to see Jesus. Or you obtain healing from all that ails you, and you're able to live a few more years enjoying God's blessings until the last day. Why, Jesus even offers you hope and comfort just how you will declare your faith to others that are so in need of hearing of our Savior and all that he's done for them too. He told us not to worry about what to say to them. He will give you the words to say. He will speak through the Holy Spirit to you, fill you with the exact words he wants those people to hear. That's not just pastors, that's everyone that believes in him. So in much the same fashion as I speak to you right now, you too will be enabled to speak to others about your faith. Jesus has said concerning the end of times here on earth that he said this will be your opportunity to bear witness. Tell folks about your faith. Why? And he says to settle it therefore in your minds not to meditate beforehand how you're going to answer to them. For he will give you a mouth and wisdom. He will give you the ability to speak, and he will give you that which you should say. And he says that all this that he will enable you will be delivered up even to your adversaries who won't be able to withstand it or contradict it. As there is even today, there's no defense against not believing in Jesus Christ. No one can successfully say how wrong it is to believe in Jesus. It's only false words that they use. He said, you will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. You'll be hated by all for my name's sake. But he promises you here, not a hair on your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your life. The amount of gospel or good news which is contained in these statements of our Lord, it's just overwhelming. He is saying that instead of cowering behind your fears, your anxiousness or anguish or mourning that the end of the world is coming, as so many others are stressed about, he's telling you to get ready for the most important time of your witnessing about the coming of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. His coming isn't a time for fear or foreboding. It's a time of joy and celebration. By his coming, it's an end to all the trials and tribulations. It will be a time for ending all wars. It will be peace throughout the entire earth. It will be a time of taking one another by the hand and walking on into paradise. For the new heaven and the new earth will be created. It'll be pure and delightful pleasure to see the fruit of your faith right there in front of you. No matter how small or how great your faith has been, that you too and I together, we will walk with Jesus into eternity among that heavenly place that has been prepared for us, among the saints and angels, on and on into glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, you might ask, Pastor, how can you say for sure and for certain that I'm going to heaven? People think about that. Well, by your being here right now, regardless of the reason that you think, by your participation in showing praise to God for his blessings and power and his might, by the way you bow your heads and welcome the forgiveness of absolution from God for your sins, by your desires to come to the table of the Lord and partake in his Son's very body and blood. So yes, simply by walking into this church and being here in worship, yes, you have faith sufficient enough to enter into heaven when Jesus comes to judge the living and the dead. Period. In this gospel reading this evening, Jesus, the God himself in the flesh, he's telling us that we're not to fret over those who will not be receiving the glorious eternal life in heaven. Yeah, there will be those people. Scripture says that. I don't, but I believe it. There will be many who will not enter into heaven. And he tells us, don't worry about that. It's the focus we're to have this day, today, of celebrating. It is you who's going to heaven. That should be your focus, that you are going to heaven. You who's going to heaven and receive the abundance of God's care and understanding. You've heard before that you're not to look so negatively at life, you know? We're supposed to put the best construction on everything. We're to look at others and not judge them adversely or disapprove of them, but with love and concerned service unto them. Less fortunate than yourself we are to be. Service to our neighbor. That's what God has told us all along. And in the very same way, we're to consider the end times spoken of by God's holy word. We're to think positively, rejoicing in the bounty of grace poured out upon us, and look with a sense of calm and peace the life everlasting that you're about to receive. Sure. I'm with you when we think Scripture is throwing some pretty awful stuff at us at this time of year, and what's to take place before the Son of Man comes in his glory.